Exercise 10, page 103.
Hi, Annabelle. How's your project on litter going? Aren't you giving a class presentation about it on Saturday?
Oh, hello, Clive. Yes, that's right. And I'm still looking for ideas. There's so much material, but I won't be able to cover it all. I want to look at three main effects that litter has on our lives and then make some useful suggestions for dealing with it. I'm definitely going to mention the effect of litter on the public's health.
What? You mean things like how it attracts mice and rats? It's quite disgusting the way people leave food scraps lying around after picnics and things like that.
Yes, that's a good point to bring up. And I'll also say how litter breeds germs and spreads disease. It can also be dangerous for animals too, not just for us.
How so?
Well, for example, curious animals can climb inside plastic bags, get trapped, and then die from lack of oxygen. Or they can put their heads inside tins looking for food, and then cut themselves on the sharp edges.
Poor things. That's horrible. Another point you could make is that litter is a fire risk. You know, both glass and plastic bottles can reflect strong sunlight onto something flammable, or cigarettes and disposable barbecues that people don't put out properly can easily start a fire, especially in the countryside.
Ooh, I hadn't thought of that. Good point. Now, about solutions. I think I should start with stating the obvious. More litter bins are needed in streets and parks. You never seem to find one when you're looking for one. If we had more, the result would be cleaner public areas.
I'm sure you're right. And what about recycling schemes that pay people for depositing bottles and cans into a bottle bank, for example? Are you going to mention those?
Oh yes, of course. That's really key. There will be much less litter on the ground if people get paid for recycling it. And there's the extra benefit that we'd be using fewer natural resources.
Nice one. Well, Annabelle, must dash. Good luck with your presentation on Saturday.
Thanks, Clive.